Lord, please be with us as I share this message with our family. It's July the 22nd, 2015, and the Lord had a very interesting message for us tonight. A little background on when I came into prayer tonight, I was extremely distracted because I've been getting things ready around here, cleaning things up, doing what had to be done to put things in order. And, you know, once you get that thing going in your head where you're nesting or you're doing what you're doing, once you get going with it, you don't want to stop. It's hard to stop. And coming into prayer, I was a little disordered in my mind. I just wasn't as centered. I just really want with all my heart to get this stuff over with quickly so I can really stay centered on the Lord. And the Lord was very merciful. He was extremely visible. Because I think he knew what I was fighting against, you know, a lot of self-condemnation for having gotten into doing these things. But in retrospect, they have to be done. So he's on my side. And he said, he began the message by saying, just because you can't connect doesn't mean I can't connect with you. Yes, it has to be mutual, but part of your problem is guilt, just like everyone else's. So let's put all that aside now. We have work to do. And what he was talking about was false guilt. Not guilt, but false guilt. And you know, the devils take advantage of that. Well, they give you these thoughts, you know, of false guilt. And then they magnify them. And if you go with it, pretty soon you're running from the Lord instead of running to the Lord. Or you're afraid he's not going to speak to you or be with you in prayer time because you did something bad. But in all reality, you're being lied to. So let's be careful of that, guys, because he does that with everyone. So continuing on with what the Lord had to say, this thing with CERN is going to be a major hindrance to my kingdom come and my will be done. However, I'm going to use it to sharpen the warring skills of my bride, as she has never, ever been sharpened before. Every time Satan makes a move, I make a counter move. Every time he steps forward to hinder, I step forward to arm. Like I said, the world has never seen the likes of what my warring bride is going to do with the anointing I'm sending. All I want from her is seriousness of intention, not heavy fasts, but moderate intake of calories and moderate self-denial and pressing into prayer. Jesus, am I hindered by my medications? And he answered me, a little, but I need you to be stable and functional. And I answered him back and said, but you could do that without these pills. And he replied, I have my reasons, Claire. There is a certain shame associated with being dependent on medication. It most certainly lowers the image of self-sufficiency that promotes pride and comparisons with others. And I have to admit, that's true. I mean, when I was young and strong and didn't have any physical problems at all, you know, the pride was just running really high. And he's definitely whittled me down by allowing this. The negative part of me, that is. I was feeling kind of an emotional pain in my heart as we were talking, and I said, Lord, what's going on in my heart right now? He said, you're grieving for what is yet to come. It is the innocent who suffer the most, and that pleases wickedness more than anyone can understand. Nonetheless, I will have my triumphs. My daughter, you are so concerned with your selfishness, and yet you don't see what I see. You are devoted to me with all your heart. I know your weaknesses, and I don't count them against you because truly you love much. That you cannot feel that love is to your benefit, that you not get puffed up. But by your actions, you have proven, more than proven to me, that you care even deeply for me and all that matters to me. With many of my servants, I have to keep things hidden from them. Feelings, devotion, manifestations of their love, fruits of their service to me. I hide these things deliberately because they are weak in humility and I must protect them. It's when a soul begins to see what they have done that trouble starts. As long as they stay ignorant and forgetful, they're safe. When they begin to take the credit and see themselves as somebody or someone, well, if things don't turn around quickly, that's the beginning of the end. Sooner or later, Satan will engineer a fall for them, and because they aren't listening very carefully, they're taken down. That's why I want to say to all my brides, I'm going to release gifts to you to overcome what Satan has planned. Be very, very cautious not to attribute those to yourself. You will be infected very slowly with a demon of pride. Pay close attention to your thoughts and feelings that you do not start to feel good about who you think you are becoming or what you think you've done. This requires a closely studied caution and an absolute obedience to me. I will correct your course at times. I will take detours or stop things midstream so you won't skip right over the workings of the enemy and allow it to take root in your souls. This is what I have done and will always do with Claire as long as she is willing. She has shared with you transparently, which has helped you to see how I work in a vessel's life. If only you would follow the way I have led her and stay transparent to yourselves and others, I could prosper you and those around you, that you might grow in my anointing and gifts without them being stolen from you by the enemy. Humility, charity, and transparency are your greatest weapons against the enemy's moves on you. So often it is the gate of charity and the covering of humility that is weak and easily invaded. If you know these things and put them to practice, happy will you be. There is no temptation that has overtaken you that you cannot see that I've provided a way out. That is, unless you're operating in pride. Pride works in degrees. There is always pride, always. The only way to overcome it is in stages. I release grace. I watch your response. I watch the enemy's moves, and I wait to see your response. If you come to me contrite and broken, we can continue on to the next level. You may not have sinned through pride, but you feel yourself going that way. That's when I need you to nip it in the bud and come to me deeply contrite before that infection grows and spreads through your whole life. A little leaven raises the whole batch. As it takes root, it multiplies and spreads like wildfire, not only in you, but in those around you who are not paying close attention. And I just want to clarify something here. He said, if you come to me contrite and broken, he said, I watch the enemy's moves and wait to see your response. When pride starts to invade your space and your thinking, if you come to me contrite and broken, we can continue on to the next level. And then he said, you may not have sinned through pride, but you feel yourself going that way. That's when I need you to nip it in the bud, before that infection grows and spreads through your whole life. So in other words, you may not have acted on pride or sinned through pride, but you can feel yourself moving in that direction, kind of an undercurrent of feeling good about yourself. And that's when he wants you to nip it in the bud and come to him contrite that has even gotten that far in your nature. He continued, this is why I deal so painfully with Claire. When this sin tries to take over, there will always be a little, but by degrees we will snuff it out. Constant vigilance is required that it not begin to spread again. As you overcome the temptation to pride, I can continue to anoint, bless, and increase all you put your hand to. You know, when he said that about how it'll spread again, I thought of cancer. You know, they operate on you and they take out the cancer, but they're constantly vigilant to make sure it doesn't pop up in another place. Well, pride is most certainly spiritual cancer of the worst kind. My children, this is the way I work through my chosen vessels, whom I love so very much. Those that are wicked take off with pride and go their own way. Eventually, it is to their ruin. They would not pay heed to the attitudes in their deepest being. They allowed the world to seep in, like leavening in a bowl of dough. So here I have laid out my plan for you. Satan is about to make his moves through CERN. Wickedness will increase, along with it, your anointing to defeat every tactic of the enemy, as long as you are vigilant not to give in to pride. If you begin to get lax, I will withhold from you my anointing. You will then seek me with your whole heart and discover how the enemy has entered in. If you deal with it appropriately, I will return the act of anointing to you, and we will continue to grow together. You from virtue to virtue and anointing to anointing. It is because I love you dearly that I tend to you this way. I would rather see you without any anointing than lose your soul to the devils. How do you know the difference between the enemy's opposition and me withdrawing the anointing? Have I not given you the tools? Do you not have what you need to now discover what's going on with you? Use the tools you've been given. I want to see breakthroughs. I want to see you with your second and third witness. And I want to say here, guys, that when you use the Bible or the Bible promises and the Lord confirms something to you, you have something to stand on. You can stand on that word and you can get through any opposition because it's the word of God that you're standing on. I tell you the truth, if you do not use what you've been given to the greatest extent, you may very well not fulfill your calling on this earth. There are many forces against you. Lying spirits abound. And it is my desire to see you so close and tight with me and knowing my thoughts about your situation that you not fall into any of these traps. Some of you will be equipped to move into new territory because of these second and third witnesses. Others will be lazy, and because they do not have the assurance that they are in my will, positively, they will draw back and lose what could have been their missions. You will find increasing opportunities to move forward in your anointing, but you must stand on the words I give you to hold on to your new ground. I am with you in this. Do not grow discouraged, but cleave to my words.